16 days after Election Day, and the race for governor in Washington state is still too close to call. The leading candidates are separated by only 261 votes out of nearly 3 million cast. The margin is so close, an automatic recount was ordered last night. Austin Jenkins reports from Olympia, Washington, on this electoral cliffhanger.
Late Wednesday, with all but one Washington county certifying its final vote total, Democrat Christine Gregoire, the current attorney general, was up by a handful of votes. Then Benton County, in conservative South Central Washington, reported in. Suddenly, Republican Dino Rossi, a former state senator, had captured the lead by fewer than 300 votes. Sam Reed is Washington's Secretary of State.
The race for governor in the state of Washington in 2004 is unprecedented.
Reed noted this is the closest governor's race in Washington history. He ordered a recount of all ballots, a requirement under state law when the margin is this slim. Reed pointed out that a statewide recount has never before changed the outcome of a tight race, but cautioned this could be the exception.
Frankly, with my experience as election administrator over about three decades, if we're within a few hundred votes, we still don't know who's going to win that race because that many votes could easily shift.
Seizing upon that, Democrat Gregoire declined to concede, instead telling cheering supporters in Seattle this race is far from over.
As I said on November 2nd, for those who patiently wait, it is better at the end. So we're just letting that fine wine, age a little longer.
If Republican Rossi ultimately wins, political analysts say it may be because his message that it was time for a change resonated after two decades of Democratic governors. In a phone interview, Rossi expressed confidence his narrow lead will hold.
Well, we never said that making history would be easy or timely, and it is quite a feat, and everybody said it couldn't be done. Well, I guess, thankfully... We don't have to listen to a lot of people who just say things can't be done. I think we can turn this state around as well, and that's what we plan on doing.
The task now for Washington's 39 counties is to retabulate the ballots. Some will start as early as Saturday. The goal is to finish by Thanksgiving. But there are two wild cards: the ever-present possibility of legal challenges by the candidates or the political parties, and the unlikely possibility the recount could end in a tie. If that were to happen, the winner would be decided by lot, meaning a coin toss, or as one election official joked, perhaps the candidates would agree to rock, paper, scissors. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia, Washington.